Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from textile to gossip.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another night of Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. I'm glad you're joining us. If it's your first time here, where have you been? It's going to be 11 years that I'm here. Where you been? Well, I'm glad you're here tonight, because where we are right now is exactly where we're supposed to be, and that's tuning into Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. And if you want to tweet me at Max Tucci, and follow me on Twitter at Max Tucci Radio. Now, it's been a minute that I've been here in the studio with one of my favorite guests in the whole wide world. The one and only Valerie Love is going to be joining us tonight, because I did a show recently with a gentleman named DJ Rogers Jr. And he's in the play Billy, This Ain't No Billie Jean King Story in Los Angeles. And he had a phrase that was amazing, that love is a lifestyle. And I said, no, love is a lifestyle. Then, of course, I thought of Valerie Love, because how you loving is always on my mind. And then I was like, ooh, I got to bring Valerie on, and we got to do a show on love is a lifestyle. And then all of a sudden, Valerie's like, I'm available. And I said, well, then so it is. So right now, Max and Friends, I'm going to bring up my girl Valerie Love in just a moment. But right now, there's a song called I'm Getting Ready. So let's get that song going so that we're getting ready to have this show turn us out, turn us upside down, turn us inside out to love some more. Stay tuned. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard, the kind of blessings that's about to fall me. Woo. 'Cause victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing a new thing.
Maneuver the jet ski, 'cause I serve a God that parted the Red Sea. Multi-million dollar commercials for Pepsi, from food stamps to more ice than Gretzky. don't gotta talk, the Lord defends me. I watched them all fall for going against me. Cause me and all my angels shot the devil up. While you was trying to pull me down, I leveled up. I leveled up twice, I leveled up three times. He tapped them and told them she's mine. So even when I cried, I knew I'd be fine. Prepared for a miracle blessing in these times. I praise them, raise them, name it, claim it. Every tongue that rises up against me, shame it. I breathe success in and out my lungs. Got the power, life and death coming out my tongue.
Yes, you gotta move a little bit with that. And we're gonna move right into the next segment here, because I'm pulling up my guest, the one and only, my friend Valerie Love. Welcome to Max and Friends.
Thank you, Max. It's so good to be here with you again in the love.
In the love. How you loving?
Oh, my goodness, Max, I love you so much. Thank you so much for staying on top of us coming together in this space. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. And I was like, you know what? That is the song I'm going to play to intro my guests tonight. I'm getting ready. Because
yes.
Every time we have a conversation, I'm getting ready to have like my mind blown, because I know how you do things. And what's amazing is like I'm already starting to get that sweat, which means we could have a good show. So first of all, tell everyone what you've been up to, because it's been a minute that you've been here.
It's been a minute since I've been on the show, and I have been over here cooking up deliciousness in the cauldron. As you know, I'm a Christian witch, and I've been on radio shows. We've been in the blogs about the Christian Witches Convention coming up next week. And it's Easter weekend in Salem, Mass., so where our whole team and everyone in our community is on Mach 10 here on fire, getting ready for this incredible.
And you've been traveling the world.
Mm-hmm. And I'm so thankful. I'm very thankful. And you know, Max, what it's really about, I've been praying and really coming to what is at the core of Christian witches. Mm-hmm. And at the core of Christian witches is freedom of worship, freedom of devotion.
Mm.
And so we're not trying to get anyone to be a witch or anything like that. It's, are you up for freedom for all people to do what they are called to do with regard to the divine?
Right. Without judgment.
Mm-hmm. Without judgment.
Yes, without
total
judgment.
Total acceptance and love.
Right. Yes. Because that's what we're getting ready for. We're getting to live in this love is a lifestyle thing. And when love becomes a lifestyle, what happens is you cancel out the judgment, right?
That's right. That's right. I love that line in A Course in Miracles that says love cannot judge. It right. literally is not in the capability or capacity of love to judge. So I just want to be the love. That's
amen.
It.
And of course, your name is Valerie Love. So how you loving?
How you loving?
Right?
Now we say, I got that from you, man.
I know.
Loving?
How you loving? Well,
that
so here's
from
the deal.
You.
Well, it
yes,
came from
indeed.
Source.
And I've been using it ever since. So thank you for that gift.
There you go.
Because all the love tubers know it. They're like, how you loving?
How you
it's
loving?
Everywhere now.
Good.
Thank you back.
Oh, listen, thanks, Source. So thank you. But you know, so every time you come here, we always have like a plan to like motivate, inspire, to have lift people up, to take off that armor of just weighting you down throughout the week, you know. So even though right now I'm being transparent that we're here right now and it's a Wednesday afternoon, this is airing on a Sunday night, and so I want you for this week to be prepared to really use the words love is a lifestyle, to use the words like how you loving, and to look at someone in the eyes and say I love you. So let's break this down for them, Valerie Love. Let's break it down. How do we get in the space of love?
Ooh. You know, Max, I made a decision that I was going to bring so much love to the people in my life, to everyone I meet. So much love that I will love you out of your lack, out of your limitation, out of your fear, because the one with the strongest vibration wins.
Mm-hmm.
So if you walk in a space, if I walk in a space like we do when we go out, right? We mm-hmm. are bringing so much love and so much high vibe wherever we go that it will radiate through, not just move toward people and bounce off them. It actually radiates through a person like radio waves and activates the love that is inherent in every person. And all you're going to get back is love. And if you don't get back love, it won't really matter, because we know that everything we're seeing is either love or a call for love.
Mm-hmm. So if I get a person that's a little strange acting, oh, this is a call for love. This is a person asking, will you love me? Mm-hmm. Is there still love in the universe? Because right now I don't feel loved. Mm-hmm. I don't feel heard, valued, appreciated, acknowledged. And how do we answer that? With love. So no matter what the question, the answer is always love.
Yeah. And for those people, you know, I'm, as you know, a big believer into I hear you, I see you, and you matter. But, you know, we're going through such a time right now. And I know that, like, everyone's always going through some time. You know what I'm saying? Elders are like, oh, back in the day. Well, I remember we were going through a time. But, you know, these are our times right now, because where we are is exactly where we're supposed to be. But it's just like there was a heaviness, you know, with our government, with all the things happening mm-hmm. all left and right. And, you know, everyone just like feeling down, you know, and that blanket, that weight of depression has fallen upon a lot of people, and anxiety and all sorts of things. So, you know, in the vibration of love, because it is a vibration and it's an energy that's always constant, it's omnipresent, it's love, it's agape love. How do we tell people who are right now going through their struggle, I love you, I see you, I hear you, and you matter, sometimes without using words? How do we get into their space to raise their vibration and their frequency?
That is powerful. The answer is so beautifully embedded in the question, because I love that you said without even using our words. Because what I've been practicing very intentionally, and for me, intention is everything, right? Mm-hmm. I've been practicing very intentionally. How much love can I bring to this without opening my mouth? Mm-hmm. And I've been practicing it, and people respond. Mm-hmm. They respond, right? Mm-hmm. Because all of us are made of the fabric of love. Mm-hmm. So when I'm bringing love, I don't have to say anything. My presence is enough. Your presence is enough. And that when we bring a presence, even to social media, and we're bringing a presence, we're posting from the consciousness of love, it shifts the conversation. Mm-hmm. And that's what love does. It has so much power. It's, as you say, omnipresent, omnipotent, because God is love and love is God. Mm-hmm. It has the power to shift anything out of fear into itself. Love. Love just causes fear to dissipate.
Mm-hmm. And for people who think that's not true, what do you say unto them?
Try it.
And how do you try? Now, let's be real, you know, because you and I are in a space of love, so it's easy for us to say, try it. But for those who are mm-hmm. really going through, you know, and I love, if you're going through hell, don't stop, right? So when how do you try it? How do you really just, you know, take the first step, take that leap of love? How do you try it?
I got that answer from Teal Swan. I have to give props to Teal Swan for this. 2 years ago, it could have been about 2 years ago, I was watching one of her videos, and she made this radical commitment to love, and it was a question. Mm-hmm. So if you don't know how to love, you don't know how to try love, you don't know what to do, she said, ask yourself this question every time you are about to make a decision, make a statement, buy something from the store. She said, and in 1 year, this question will transform your whole life, and I have found it to be true. What would love do? Mm. What would love do? And you're in an argument. What would love do? And you see somebody in the store in 7-Eleven that seems to not be paying attention to you, the clerk behind the counter. Mm. What would love do? Mm. And you see a message from someone, a text message, or you see a strange comment on social media. What would love do? That question transforms us.
Mm. But what if you never felt love, though?
Some people...
What if you've never felt what love is? So you wouldn't know what to do.
We wouldn't know what to do. And you know what I love about questions? Questions invite mm-hmm. answers.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm in a space, yes, of questioning the universe, I'm not walking around like a know-it-all thinking I know what would love do, because mm-hmm. I don't really know what love would do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm asking. And in that asking, there's a space. And spaciousness invites the divine, right? Without us walking around in our thinking head all the time, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that. That pause, what would love do? You know, and you just kind of sink into the heart, you'll know. And it'll feel right for you. And it will work. And the results are so good that once you get that good a result once or twice, you're gonna want more. That is like crack. It's like spiritual crack. You want more love. That's a tweetable. Love is like spiritual crack.
Hashtag.
You get addicted to that good feeling because it's blissful. And it's healing your body. Mm-hmm. And you can feel it healing your body. Mm-hmm. And it's healing your mind. Mm-hmm. And it's healing your relationships. Mm-hmm. Isn't it?
Yes.
You know, because this is how you carry it.
It's healing this present moment right now.
You're a bright light.
But now, Valor Love, have you always felt love?
No, indeed. No, indeed. So most people that know my story know if we were to say call it a story, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was in the cult of Jehovah's Witnesses for 26 years from age 4 to age 30 until I broke free. And what broke me free, what broke my soul free, was a deep, dark hole, a well of a depression. I was in a deep, dark well. And a well is narrow and dark and deep and dank and damp at the bottom. And you can't see a way out. That's where I was. And I almost took a bottle of pills to take myself out. What brought me back from the edge was my children, mm-hmm. because my children, who are now 31 and 28, were then 3 and a baby.
Mm.
So I knew I had to do something different. My life wasn't working.
Mm.
And that's a big clue. And it gets a lot of us on the spiritual path, right? Mm-hmm. My life's not working. So then we go looking for something. We find maybe The Secret, or we find Law of Attraction. That's usually what first starts to show to us, you know, vision boards or affirmations, because we're looking.
Mm-hmm.
And I started looking. I started reading every book I could find because I was depressed. I was broke. I was stressed. None of those things anymore. Thankfully, by alignment with the divine, which is love.
Mm.
So no. Was not always in the love, but I had access to it at all times.
Right.
I didn't know, and I didn't know how to access it.
It was always present. So then when did the shift
happen
for you?
It was always there.
When did the love shift happen?
Well, the love shift started happening when I started opening my soul. My soul said this to me. It gave me an ultimatum, Max. It is amazing. I could still hear it even though it was 20-some years ago. My soul gave me an ultimatum. This is what it said. Live or die. And when it said, like, and it didn't have any judgment on live or die. Like, I could choose to just take myself out with a bottle of pills.
Mm-hmm.
I could do it. It wasn't concerned about that. But it did make sure, and it did make sure that I knew that if I chose live, it wasn't going to be survive.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't going to be just hanging in there.
Mm-hmm.
It was going to be live. Live your divine potential.
Mm.
Live why I came and took an incarnation in the first place. That's what my soul was saying.
Mm.
And I chose to live. It is a choice.
Right. So for people right now who have that choice, where they're hearing live or die, what do you tell them?
You choose.
Mm.
Because some people just don't want to be in his life anymore because it's just that hard. I was there.
Mm-hmm.
It was just that hard. And I didn't have answers.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a way out. I didn't have teachers.
Mm-hmm.
All I had was more of the stuff that made me depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody telling me what to do and suppressing my soul almost to this point of suffocation.
Mm-hmm.
Until my soul stood up and said, no more. You're going to choose.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can just end this incarnation right now and start this whole thing all over again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I actively took on the soul as a soul journey. And I remember my mom saying to me, she was still in the cult of Jehovah's Witnesses, and she was there for over 50 years. God bless her soul. She's gone on to glory now and is one of my powerful ancestors. She said to me, I was reading all these different books. I was reading books about Buddhism. I was just attracted to Buddhism.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading. And she said, you're going to get yourself in trouble reading those books. No. Don't do that. Yet I was feeling so much inner peace.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to choose. Mm-hmm. Was I going to go with the voices on the outside who loved me very much?
Right.
Or was I going to go with the inner knowing that said, this is your path, go this way?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to become the Mr. Frodo of my own life and go on the hero's quest.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what we all have to do, the hero's quest?
All right.
Hello.
I love your story. And I love how you know, there's such an authenticity to your story, and you are willing to share it. And I'm glad you're willing to share it here tonight on Max and Friends. So if you're all tuning in for the first time, we've been here 11 years. Where have you been? Here on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. And I've got to tell you all that tweet me at Max Tucci. Find me on Instagram at Max Tucci Radio. Download the LA Talk Radio app, and we'll be right back. This is Max and Friends, my guest, Valerie Love. Hey, Valerie Love, how can people find you?
People can find me at Valerie Love, Val Love Inspires on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest. And, of course, at ValerieLoveTV.com for the YouTube.
for the YouTube. And you do your, you know, I love when you do your power prayers in the morning and your pow in the morning. So where do you?
We have so much fun on YouTube.
You do have fun on YouTube. You just have fun wherever you go because that's your spirit. You are a spirit of love and fun. So speaking of love and fun, where are you right now? In this time and space.
Right now I'm in Miami. I moved from the DMV just in time to get out of the weather there. And I'm in sunny Miami and I'm loving it. And I also am being called very much to have a home also in New Orleans because eventually we'll be opening an occult shop in New Orleans and school classes and things like that. So we'll have another place in New Orleans as well. So I'll be going back and forth between those two. And, of course, we go all over the world with our retreats. I just came back from Peru.
I saw that.
With powerful experiences with Mother Ayahuasca.
So let's talk about that because, you know, there's such a misconception about it. And, you know, I love when people are like, ooh, because when there's the ooh, it means you should try it.
Exactly what it means.
So break down the misconceptions of ayahuasca and the ooh.
Yes, because Mother Ayahuasca, she is a very stern teacher, right? So we have all these beautiful plant medicines. And for me, plants is the way to nourish people and the planets. For me, plants. Plants are the answer. Nature holds the answer to everything for us that ails us as humans, right? Mm-hmm. We can find our spiritual peace in nature. We can find emotional serenity in nature. We can find healing for our bodies in nature. So I'm a big plant girl. Being a witch is just natural for me, right? Essential oils and all these things, potions and elixirs from plants. So when I consider Mother Ayahuasca as one of our plant medicines, she's a very different plant teacher than marijuana. So Mary Jane, she's beautiful. She makes you feel good. She loves on you. She makes you chill. Mother Ayahuasca is like that dean with the little glasses in the school that says, sit up, pay attention. She has her ruler in her hand. That's the difference.
And not scared to hit you with it.
You can't skip school. You can't slouch down in the back of the classroom all the way down in your seat. She will come and tap that ruler on your desk. Like, she's no joke. So that's why I think she has that reputation.
So now go through the journey of actually, you know, doing ayahuasca. Because, you know, I love how our girl Chelsea Handler took the whole crew down to Peru and they did it on camera and they went through the, you know, the ugliness of it. And then people were like, oh, I don't want to do that because of that ugliness of it. But what is an actual experience? Like, let's set the record straight because you've done it.
Yes, I've done several ayahuasca journeys, several ceremonies. And I'm one of these people, just to give you a little bit of context, I'm not one of these people to order ayahuasca from the internet and drink it in your house, right? I know people can do that. You can get DMT from different places and you can drink it. I'm very much the ceremonial girl. I'm a minister. And so I believe in ceremony and ritual. And I believe that we are changed on subconscious levels, right? On the deepest levels of our being as human beings. Change by ceremony and ritual. So I do, from my own walk, do feel the call to go to Peru, which is what we did last year, the first time ever. Go to Peru, go with a shaman who's been a shaman for 40 years. He started when he was almost 30-some-odd years, starting when he was like 12 or 13. He's 40-something now. And actually, he actually makes the brew. Like, he actually pulls the plants, two plants that go together. One is called really the vine of death or the rope of death, because she literally kind of wraps around you and squeezes out the gunk that no longer serves us.
What
right?
does that mean,
the stuff
squeezes
that
needs out?
To die.
Like, express that some more, because there's such a misconception of it, you know?
It is, yeah. So you drink a brew. And it, to me, it tastes a little bit like muddy molasses. It's brown, pretty kind of thick. Not the best tasting, but I just take it back real quick like a shot. I mean, lay back and go into a meditative state. And the journey begins. about 15, 20 minutes in, your consciousness is going to start doing some things. Mm-hmm. What it does depends on your consciousness. Mm-hmm. So another shaman in Peru said something very powerful. He said, Mother Ayahuasca will either take you to heaven or to hell. Mm-hmm. And I have witnessed that. She will take you to either heaven or hell based on your consciousness. Mm-hmm. So every experience I've had with her has been a heavenly experience. Mm-hmm. She accepted me as one of her own right away. Mm-hmm. She began teaching me plant medicine. Mm-hmm. She gave me a new name. Mm-hmm. My second ayahuasca journey is where I received Kaisi. Mm-hmm. And it has been profound healing, the most wonderful, blissful experiences ever. And I realize not everyone has that experience with the mother. I've mm-hmm. seen many, many, many different experiences. They're as varied as the people that are in the ceremony.
Because mm-hmm. we saw, you know, the hell experience, I guess, if that's for some people.
I think so.
Hell, with Chelsea Handler.
It would be good to see some more heaven experiences.
Right.
I've had very heaven experiences.
So
with
what?
Not puking even. I've had ceremonies where I didn't puke at all. There are some ceremonies where I puked my guts out.
Mm-hmm. And why does that happen?
Not puke at all. That happens because this is not the normal puking. It's very important for us to understand.
Thank you.
This is purgative. This mm-hmm. is a purge. So when you puke, normally, you know, something disagrees with your stomach, you go to the bathroom, blah, it comes out, or mm-hmm. maybe you drink too much, you're done. Mm-hmm. This is a very different kind of puking. You literally feel like something has wrapped around your tummy and is literally squeezing like a cobra, squeezing something out of you that is needs to be expelled.
Mm.
This is a purging. It's mm-hmm. not just puking.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, and it's an energetic purge as well, because when you puke over that bucket, mm-hmm. you know, your subconscious knows, every aspect of you knows you just purged.
Mm.
So you're changed instantaneously.
Look what people are learning here in Nana Max and Friends. I love that this just turned into a whole education, because that's what, listen, when you know better, do better. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And not be fearful of it, because you're listening to Valerie Love live right here on Max and Friends, who's done it. And now, after you've done it, the whole ceremony, how many times have you done it so
many
far?
Many times. Mm-hmm. It's probably been now about 6-7 ceremonies I've done.
Wow.
And we'll do many, many, many more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so for those who are questioning what do you say to them?
I say go. Because if you've heard about it, that means mm-hmm. the mother is reaching out to you. The mother began reaching out beyond the Amazon very actively many years ago. Mm-hmm. She began actually reaching out. Now, before, the mother lived right in the region of Peru, mm-hmm. and she stayed in South America. Lately, I would say since 2012 or so, right mm-hmm. when the Mayans foretold an exponential ascension, right, the golden era mm-hmm. of humanity. Like, if we didn't kill ourselves, we were going to ascend into the golden era. Mm-hmm. But we didn't kill ourselves, so we're in the golden age. So she began to actively reach out far beyond her borders, calling. I heard her call me.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me 2 years to go, because I was that afraid. I didn't have to be afraid.
What was the fear that you had?
Right. If I had known what it would open to me.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, in my last ayahuasca experience, Max, and I was with a friend. He and I do the ceremonies a lot together.
Mm-hmm.
And we lead retreats in Peru as well. And mm-hmm. in addition to the ceremonies I have done, I've served at several other ceremonies where other people go under, and I've served them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what occurred. We came to the conclusion that when you are in an ayahuasca experience, literally the curtain that shows you the workings of the entire universe is rent open, and you see nothing short of the gears that run the whole universe.
Mm-hmm.
That's what both he and I experienced.
Wow. So for those who are questioning it, like we had just said a moment ago, for those that are questioning it that want to do it, you know, the experience now that you've enlightened us with, there's the journey of heaven, the journey of hell. It all depends on your consciousness. What is the best environment to do it in?
That's an excellent question, because when going to Peru, which is where we do it in Peru, if you're with a shaman who you've been led to by mm-hmm. spirit, this all happened by spirit. This all was divine. This mm-hmm. was not me thinking, who should I pick, searching on the internet. It wasn't any of that. Spirit did the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So when spirit guides you and leads you, And because you're hearing about it now, perhaps we are the ones to support you in that, because we do lead retreats to Peru. Mm-hmm. Here's what I found. Once you get there and the shaman is the one who is taking you there, you're going to be in a nature setting. So we've always been in the setting of nature, or we were at a very sort of quiet kind of space away from human habitation. And when I say that, something that's more like a closed room, mm-hmm. Or a ceremony house that's specially built mm-hmm. for ayahuasca ceremonies. When we did it in our last two ceremonies, myself and my partner, we did it in my magic room, mm-hmm. which is consecrated space. Mm-hmm. for magical operations, spiritual healing. So you're going to do it in a spiritual, either in nature or in a space that has been consecrated for spiritual working and spiritual healing.
Mm.
Ideally. Right. Now, other people do a lot of different things.
Right.
This is what I would offer.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. A safe offering. A safe offering.
Yes.
There's a big difference, right?
mm-hmm.
Like,
I mean, you
can
go and find some ayahuasca and have it mail ordered to you and drink it, and I don't know that might be a hell experience. I don't know. Because the mother, she's a stern teacher. I would not play with her like that. These are plant entities. Mm-hmm. We have lost understanding that every plant has a spirit back of it, right?
Mm.
Everything in nature has a spirit back of it. So when you're watching a rose, you're seeing the physical manifestation of a rose spirit.
Mm.
There's a spirit of the rose, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there is spirit of marijuana, and we're seeing the physical manifestation of the marijuana, and we're taking that entity into our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And then she is now teaching, she's healing, she's calming, she's doing certain things. And she's one of the best plant medicines that we have, because we have CBD receptors.
Mm-hmm.
There's CBD in marijuana, and those are the only receptors we actually have in our body.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of CBD receptors in our bodies, which means that we're supposed to be taking in a good amount of this
mm-hmm.
in some form or fashion. I'm not saying sit down and get high every day.
Right.
You know,
you can do CBD without THC.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you know, I don't know if you knew this, but this is an amazing, amazing news that CVS is now carrying CBD products in over 800 stores. Did you know that?
Wow, I did not know that.
And I went yesterday to the California store, sold out.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's because it literally is a healing miracle.
Yeah.
CBD oil literally is a healing miracle.
I love the spirit of the essence, the spirit of the plant, you know, and the beauty of it, too. You know, we look at trees and we look at flowers, you know, and just look at it as such a topical level. But the magic is what's in the roots and underground, the things we don't see. Right.
The hidden.
The connection
unseen.
To Mother Earth.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's the true meaning of a cult, means hidden. Mm-hmm. What we don't see mm-hmm. with our physical senses is where all the magic is happening.
So now, during the ayahuasca journey, do we see what's happening?
Oh my, I have visions in an ayahuasca journey. And you know what happened? This actually helped me be a whole lot less judgmental. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I saw in my last ayahuasca journey? Now I'm seeing a lot of things, dragons and all kinds of things. And I say to some people, I've been in ayahuasca journeys where it seemed like going off inside of my head for New Year's Eve or New York City,
mm-hmm.
New Year's Eve,
mm-hmm.
as well as Chinese New Year, as well as Mardi Gras, all at the same time, like going off.
And Venetian Carnival.
yeah. It has literally been like that at moments in ayahuasca journeys, like, oh my God, what do I look at? What do I do? What is happening here, right? You're just be that far beyond. I mean, it's just all kinds of things that you could see, dragons, all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I saw in this last ayahuasca series of ceremonies
mm-hmm.
is I saw the universe happily enjoying everything.
Mm.
And when I say everything, I mean everything. It did not hold the serial killer any different than a cookie.
Mm.
It was astounding. It was holding everything.
Yeah.
And it was just taking everything through this miraculous process
mm-hmm.
of unfoldment. Everything was unfolding. It didn't piece and parcel out things and say, that's bad, don't do that. That's wrong. This
mm-hmm.
is right. We only want this, like the ego does with separation.
Mm-hmm.
It was holding everything gloriously.
Wow.
and it did not make a distinction.
Yeah.
Isn't that bizarre?
Well, I think that's what it is all about. You know, when there's
accurate.
That song, he's got the whole world in his hands. That just unveiled itself to you. That's
beautiful.
I could
see it, Max. It was astounding.
Yeah.
And so much judgment dropped out of my consciousness because I said, why am I judging anyone for anything when the universe is not judging anything?
Yeah.
It's just holding it all.
You know,
and
it's
just going through this.
I love it.
It looked like a big sort of like maze puzzle moving. It was like in flux, just moving, like a dance, like a great dance.
Wow.
And everything was in it.
There you go. Well, would you say the experience is for everyone?
I would say if you're called. That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would not say, it could be for everyone at the appropriate time.
Mm-hmm.
So the calling for me is a very important part of it, because I did see someone go into an ayahuasca experience, and I talked to her earlier that day, mm-hmm. and she said her spirit kind of already told her that that was enough. She had one the night before, but she was there with a girlfriend, and she was curious about mm-hmm. it. Don't go in curiosity. That mm-hmm. is not the spirit to approach.
That's good advice.
Plant teacher.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, this great mother.
And I think it's the simplicity of, if it resonates, you'll be the first to know.
That's right. You'll know. And if you're hearing this message, that's a good signal.
Yeah.
Because there are many people still who have never heard of ayahuasca.
Yeah.
And for good reason.
Well,
they don't need to be there yet.
So tell us how we can, how our listeners can join you on your journey to Peru, if they feel it resonate with them.
Oh, beautiful. ValerieLove.com, and we do soul sojourns all over the world. And we'll be going back to Peru again in July. This isn't even posted to the website yet. So, Max Tucci,
and
your audience have an exclusive. This hasn't even hit the website yet.
And they
yet.
Book up fast.
That in-
right?
You got a hot tip, a hot
yes.
exclusive. That we're going to take a group to Peru in July, and this will be for San Pedro. And San Pedro is at a sweat lodge, mm-hmm. and it's going to be like a short 3-4 day mini retreat for those who are not quite ready for the big, you know, the week-long ayahuasca experience mm-hmm. where you have maybe 5, you know, ceremonies in a week. We really go intense. If you want to do some intense healing, which we'll be doing again in February, we go every February for sure, sometimes sooner than that as well. Well, July, we have a mini weekend 4-day
the introduction.
From Friday to Monday.
The introduction to ayahuasca.
yes. If you're not quite ready for Big Mama, come with San Pedro. And San Pedro, he is a plant spirit that is a heart-opening plant spirit. And everyone who takes San Pedro, they say the same thing. You just want to lay in the grass and look up at the sky and love everyone and love everything. So if you're not quite feeling Mother Ayahuasca yet, that dean of the, you know, spiritual learning school, plant medicines, if you're not ready for her yet, go to that teacher that you always like that lets you hang out in the gym
right.
and doesn't ever give you a late pass. You know,
so
always let you slide.
Since we're going with the school theme, who's the president of the plants?
Wow.
The principal.
That is a good question. You know, the first thing that's coming to me is tobacco. So that's a powerful plant medicine. Could be tobacco, and the natives knew that.
Mm-hmm.
They had tobacco in everything. And tobacco is actually with us, too, in the ayahuasca ceremony. She mm-hmm. loves tobacco, so that could be her husband. I don't know.
There you go.
Tobacco is way up there. You know, without the chemicals.
Right.
The shaman uses tobacco with no chemicals.
Right,
pure tobacco from the earth.
Right. Mm-hmm. There's a difference right there. But, you know, I want to share
big
with
difference.
You. Recently, I was in Colorado in Boulder, and I was at Light Club. And what Light Club is Colorado's only acoustic resonance psychedelic embodiment-based meditation biohacking relaxation studio.
I've got to go there.
Yes. And
the name alone.
Yes, they insist in human up-leveling and enhancing conscious evolution. And
that is delicious.
It is amazing. You can go to their website right now, which is... And you know what? You can find them on it's lightclub.earth. I think that's their... Lightclub.earth. And on Instagram, it's iRevibe, IReVibe.
Ooh.
There you go. And they're in Boulder, Colorado. So check that out. What's amazing about it is that they say it blends two uncommon pieces of technology to help you relax, deepen your consciousness, and stretch your mind. The result, a psychedelic trip without substances. You lie on a vibrating board that sends specific frequencies through your body, and as you relax and focus on your breathing, a special lamp projects a bright light and strobe light at your face with your eyes closed. The combo is said to cause you to fall into a deep trance-like state. People who do it say you can't explain it, much like an acid trip. But for me and the experience, because I went with Keith and we had two completely different experiences, and you know Keith, so I bring him up with you. But for me, it was incredible. Wow. It was an hour. I could have stayed for two, and this strobing light is like, you know, what it does is it it really makes your mind go to these places because. It is true. It's hard to explain, but it kind of resets the frequencies and how and your nervous system reacts to it in a complete different way than anyone else's. So everyone's experience is different. And Keith was like, "I got to get out of here. I didn't like it at all." And I was like, "Oh no, the journey that I went through."
Did not appreciate it, huh?
No, and the journey that I went through. Like I saw, you know, and your eyes are closed for the full hour, and the bed is vibrating. And the light is strobing, and you've got like one of those weighted blankets on you. And all of a sudden, when the light starts, for me, what I saw was like yellow and green and blue, like every chakra was coming alive, right? And then when there were some parts where my energy really needed to be shifted, I saw like black squares and red dots, and it was really bizarre. And those were the periods that I was like, oh, I don't like this. It was the combination of heaven and hell. And literally, like, you know, I saw like the light and this beautiful, like these arms with these fingers that were just like, you know, like throwing out these light beams. It was incredible. And I was not on any, you know, I did not smoke before. I didn't do anything before. And I purposely, you know, didn't smoke before because I wanted to experience that, you know, that exact experience. Girl, let me tell you something, Valerie. Love. I'm looking forward to going back. So I wanted to give them a shout out since we're, you know, who knew? I had no idea where this conversation was going to go. And I just knew it was going to go into a fun place. So I'm glad that I'm able to share that with you all. So check out lightclub.earth. In Boulder, Colorado. But yeah, so we got a few more minutes here. Then I'm going to wrap this show up, Valerie Love. But wow, this has been like such a great, you know, because usually we have such a conversation that's, you know, that we're the vessel of enlightenment. But now we're turning, we still are. And now we're talking about an amazing experience for people, you know, and I think maybe that's what the show is about because it is a hot topic, ayahuasca. And it is done like in such, you know, bougie ways. You know, that I think there's, you know, there's always a way to do something. You know, there really is, I believe, you know, the yin and the yang, the way to do it. So I'm grateful that you shared that experience with us and that you're taking people on that journey if they're so called to go. That's fun. So you've got one coming up in July and then one coming up in February. The February one is a little more intense, though, right?
Very intense. 5 ayahuasca ceremonies
okay,
if you dare.
When you
and
say,
you can...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you say very intense, what is the spectrum of intensity and why is it intense? What are people going for?
Oh, that's a good question. We do pre-work before we go to ayahuasca, to our ayahuasca ceremony, so that we can go in as intentional and as clear and prepared as we can for whatever is going to happen, because we don't know what may happen, right? That's the spiritual journey. We don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I found why it's so intense is because the mother is very thorough. There is not an inch on your body that will not be touched by ayahuasca. There is not a pore that will be untouched. She leaves nothing out. She is a thorough, full body, all emotions, all directions of time and space teacher. It's thorough. So it's almost like she penetrates through to the places and spaces that don't often get penetrated in our consciousness. She's that thorough. Yet she's also so mindful that she never gives you more than you can handle in one particular ceremony. So you can't get too much. It's just so perfect, like everything in nature. You can't overdose on nature,
right?
Like, oh my God, you know, people overdose on substances and they go into the hospital. You can't say, oh my God, I was by a tree all day long, I'm overdosed on tree medicine.
So we'll wrap this segment up with what, for people who are listening and they're saying, well, what's the purpose of going?
Healing. for me, healing. Mm-hmm. We have found that it has intense healing, and this is not to say that we're going to, you know, medical disclaimer, we're not here mm-hmm. to diagnose or treat any disease right. or illness or anything like that. What I am saying is that we have heard stories and experiences of people who have healed PTSD. Mm-hmm. It is very big for veterans, mm-hmm. for people who have experienced trauma, emotional trauma, which is practically everyone on planet Earth, mm-hmm. because souls come here so that they can overcome and ascend, and this is a very tough kind of school. Mm-hmm. And it has been proven to help with pain in the body, mm-hmm. inflammation, any of the things that are caused in the body, as we know, from mental constructs and emotional traumas mm. that are trapped in our energetic system that manifest in the body. Mm. So really, when you go into an ayahuasca ceremony, what if it's healing you from something that you aren't going to get for another 20 years?
Mm. That's right.
Isn't that profound?
You know, all I heard in spirit is nature's hypnotism.
Hello.
Right? Get hypnotized by nature.
And you know what I'm... hypnotized by nature, right? And you know what I love about the ayahuasca journey? Is there's an element of it of like getting on a roller coaster. You know mm-hmm. how you go on a roller coaster and you're going up, 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 and mm-hmm. you have this feeling like, oh my God, I want to get off, but you know it's too late?
Mm-hmm.
It's
I know that feeling.
Once you down the brew, it's too late. You are now going.
Yeah, but hold on. But the too late going. Sounds like it's not the right thing to do. It's the perfect thing. It's perfect timing.
Yes.
Because the too late is like, and you remember the movie Death Becomes Her, and now the warning. Bottoms up, and
right,
now the warning.
Sorry, too much in advance. You might not want to do
right.
it. But once you do it, it's too late. Can't turn back now. We got you.
And now the warning. That's fun. All right. Well, Valerie, love, I'm so glad you came here and danced with me on Max and Friends.
Oh my God, Max, I always love you and Max and Friends. Always.
Thank
Be happy to come
you.
By anytime.
All right. Well, I'm glad we had this conversation because you know what? It kind of debunked a lot of ayahuasca myths. And as we were, you know, speaking, I was looking it up and reading some questions that people were asking, you know, in forums and stuff. So I'm glad, you know, we were able to address this. So now we can title this show a good, you know, debunking ayahuasca and love is a lifestyle.
And love is a lifestyle. That means loving nature and loving plants too, including the mother.
Absolutely.
Loving mother ayahuasca as
you
well.
You know, I love that this show wrapped on that because that's exactly what we tend to do sometimes. We're sometimes so focused on loving each other that we forget to acknowledge what's around us and love it. So, Valerie,
yes.
Love, what do you want people to take with them into this week?
Love everyone all the time, regardless of what they do. That's the charge Spirit gave me.
Beautiful.
I said everyone. It said everyone.
Mm.
All the time. All the time. Regardless of what they do.
Regardless
of what they do.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love that. Well, I'm going to take that into this week. And I'm also going to take into this week, just I love you. I love all of you. I really love everyone who tunes in, everyone who's about to tune in, and everyone who's been tuning in. I love you. I'm here for you. I support you. I acknowledge you. I see you. I hear you. And you matter. Be your best self this week. And you know what? If you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hands. So until next time, I love you for tuning in to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, every Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio. Good night, Ingrid Karma, and take life to the max.